of all nations, servant and apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, ministering locally to the body of Christ in Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas, sent by God your house to declare to you the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he's anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor, send me to heal the brokenhearted, preach deliverance to the captives, recovering of sight to the blind, set at liberty them that are bruised, and open the eyes of the blind. Thank God. Amen. The word is not even in my heart, in my mouth. It's a word of faith, which I preach, and you will confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. With the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. Thank God. Amen. I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. Therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by his faith. I want to welcome everyone on throughout the world where you're receiving this on live stream, Roku, or other devices. And I have on the set with me, Terry Brown. Good morning.
Good morning.
Nice to have you.
I'm glad to be here.
And, you know, my sisters.
Yes.
Glenda Shane, Freistadt, Missouri, and Betty Jackson, Murfreesboro, Tennessee, sent me some flowers.
And they are beautiful.
Well, thank you. I don't see them, but I take your word. Everybody else. Anyway, I want you to know I have two sisters, both younger than me, but both think they can tell me what to do. That didn't go over. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, this is a good, interesting day for me. I want to share about Water Vibe Ministries and this building and how this ministry has been running since 1980. We came to Plano in August 1980 and got a new charter. We had Seed of Abraham Ministries, but we got a new charter, and well, we chartered. We used that charter, but got another one known as Water Vibe Ministries of Plano, Inc. They're the same ministries. Been in effect since January 1980. On January the 4th, 1981, we moved into this building. It was owned by the Church of Christ, Pittman Creek Church of Christ in Plano. They had it built, and I got word it was for sale, and came and looked at it. Oh, my goodness. God. I looked at it, and I said, I wouldn't have this place. Lord, you got this all recorded. I said, I wouldn't have this place. So I go home and sleep. And we were doing services in a middle school. And I go home and sleep at night. Every night got more difficult to sleep. After about 2 weeks, I said, now, I know this was the Lord. Put this in my heart. I did not consider myself this wise. I said, Lord, are you telling me to go buy that building at perfect peace? Perfect peace. I said, okay. So I had, actually I didn't have any trustees. I did too, with Seed of Abraham Ministries, Patty and Terry Mai. And so we had trustees. So I contacted the Church of Christ, and I told them what I'd like to do. And they said, fine, we'll bring the elders. And I said, well, I'll bring some people with me. Which it turned out, no one was available to go with me, and no elders came but one. and he was a lead elder. So it was business of the Lord between the elder, senior elder of Bittman Creek Church and Doyle Davidson, Seed of Abraham Ministries. We had not yet got Water of Life Church in Plano, Inc., yet chartered. We might have had, but borderline. Started looking at this thing, and I've got to tell you, these people, God bless you. They thought I was I enjoy telling you I was raised on a farm in Missouri. I sure do. And sometimes I just want to act like it. And so talking to this elder, I thought he was wiser than me, and I really didn't care. So we talked about things, and I walked back and forth in this building. I didn't want it, but God said, buy it. And they told me the appraisal that it was appraised at. And they said, but we will take $100,000 less than the appraisal. It might have been $140,000 less. So I put that in my mind, in my heart, and I walked back and forth in there just meditating on the gospel. And then I started talking. And this guy's name was Bob. I forgot his last name. I'm sorry, but I just did. And I said, Bob, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get paid this down the first year, January. I'll pay the second payment. The third year, I'll pay the third payment. The fourth year, I'll pay it all. That was all that was said. And he said, what'd you say? I told him the money. Down 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, pardon me. Third year, I'd pay it all. He said, what'd you say? I told him. He said, say that again. I told him. He said, I think we might do that. Let me check. Well, I thought I may have bought a building. And so he said, I've got to check to make sure that I can take it or that we can take it. I said, all right. So I talked to Pat, my wife, she's in heaven, told her what I'd done. I said, what do you think we ought to do? She stunned me. She really did. It was God in her mouth, and I knew it. She said, no, God has never given us anything that we haven't been able to pay for. Whew. No more pressure at the Davidson house. So 2 or 3 days, they called me and they said, we can do that. I said, all right, let us write a contract. I said, okay. So they wrote up a contract, what they wanted to do. Now, let me tell you what I found out. They had $250,000 of bonds on this building, on the property. And they matured at the end of the third year. And they told me this. And I thought, oh, I got a negotiation point with you. Now, let's use it. I was a businessman. I wasn't a preacher. They knew I was a veterinarian and a businessman. So we start talking, writing a contract. I told them I'd pay so much interest and so much, I believe, on the principal each month. I think what I was paying, interest and the normal rent on the building. That's what it was. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Yes.
Business sense. And each month, and so I was to deposit it in a group out in Amarillo, I think. Each month, I had to send them almost $4,000. That was rent on the property plus interest on the money. And I said, okay, I'll do that. So I read the contract, and they had it set up where I was putting it in an investment account to them. They were investing it in this group of people. I read that and I said, oh no, no way. And this elder said, well, you said you'd do it. I said, I didn't say I'd do that. I said, you want me to tell you something? You invest that in that company, and that company goes broke, and you've lost your investment, and I've lost my money. They said, well, that's the only way we'll do it. I laid that contract on that kitchen table, and I said, well, when you want to change your mind, then I'll keep my commitment. Oh, was that man mad? You told me. You gave me your word. I said, I didn't give it that way. I didn't tell you you could take my money and invest it. I wanted to say, do you know who you're dealing with? A businessman, not just a veterinarian, but I wasn't as arrogant as I am today. Well, after 2 or 3 days, they called me back. They said, okay, we're going to do it. I said, very good, very good. Now, let me tell you something. Where they were investing that money, in the group they were investing my money in, went bankrupt during the savings and loans time, and they lost everything. I'd have lost almost $4,000 a month. You see, I don't give myself credit. I give the Lord credit for that. That was the wisdom of God in me, dealing with religious people. It was really a tough hour. Tough. Oh, Lord, this gets worse. I had invested in an oil company in Oklahoma, and that I and Terry Bach had $123,000 in stock that belonged to Water of Life and myself and Terry. More to Water of Life. I think Terry and I had $25,000. I had $25,000 cash. I gave him half of it, and he invested, and I invested the other half. And the oil company gave the church that other amount. So, when it comes due, January 1, second year, right, this oil company had a line of credit from First Midland Bank and Trust, and the oil company sold, and I was vice president of the oil company. So I knew what was going on. And it sold in October, I believe it was. And I quit believing. I said, Terry, we got $123,000, January the 10th. So I called up Pittman Creek Church of Christ, told them I was going to be 10 days late. Oh, that's fine. On the 7th day of January, I bought this 81, 82. That was 7th day of January, 83. First Bank of Midland went belly up, and they lost the oil company that were buying it, lost their line of credit, and they couldn't buy it. And Terry myself, Water of Life, and God lost 123,000. We had a note of 100,000. Well, that shook me a bit, but I said, gird up your loins, no time to run. So I didn't say much of anything. I just believed God. After about the second or third, I think it was April, I told everybody and what was going on. And it's the only time I've ever done that. It's in the book of Numbers, I believe. Tell those people that you've been instructed to take up God's offering one time in all these years. I did, and it produced $23,000. I said, it's the best you can do, huh? You're offering $23,000? One guy came up to me and said, I want you to know I don't have any money. Well, I didn't know. He might not have been telling the truth. Anyway, that was amazing. The first of, April. That may have been March when I did the first one. April, they filed foreclosure papers on me. In April, that's right, to be foreclosed the first, Tuesday in May, I believe, whatever that is. And 7 days before they were going to foreclose this building, they sent all the papers, the whole big deal. 7 days before it occurred, a man walked in, it's a long story, I'm making it short, walked in and gave me a cashier's check for $50,000 that he got from his grandfather's estate in Pennsylvania. He did not know he was getting 50. He did know he was getting 16. Lord. Well, needless to say, if you think I'm just some warm fuzzy, you're wrong. The Apostle Paul wasn't a warm fuzzy. Neither was Peter. Neither was Jesus. So I called this elder up. I said, Bob, if you know how much I owe you, I'll bring you a cashier's check. He said, a what? I said, I'll pay you a cashier's check. He said, let me find out. So he checked with somebody, called me back, told me. I said, okay, I'll bring it in the morning. He said, take it to the lawyer's office. I said, no problem. I did. I never saw those people again. Thank God. Oh, I did. I have to tell this. I was on radio, and the Church of Christ preacher knew that. He and I talked. I thought it'd be good if I talked. And guess what? He said, how long does it take you to make a 14-minute radio broadcast? I didn't have the guts to tell him 14 minutes. But that's all it took. That's all it takes. You know how long it takes to make this program? 30 minutes. Anyway, I paid that 50, and then I went to a bank in McKinney that I knew and borrowed the money and paid the remainder of the loan. Four and five. I paid all. Paid all of it. Well, let me just tell you. Yesterday we had an annual meeting of the Board of Trustees in my office. And for the 29th year, Water of Life Ministries went out of the year in the black. In the other years, it was all on this building, buying it and paying it all. And God watches this place. He said he'd provide it if I'd obey him. And I do, and he has. And I have more fun watching God pay. It's just tremendous to know that Jehovah and Jesus are watching this house, and they pay everything when it's due, in advance. What a blessing. And I don't even tell the people what I want. In fact, I didn't even know how much the salaries were in this place. I was talking to Terry one day, and I said, would you add this up for me? I kind of knew. I thought she had the salaries, and I said, what? That's impossible. It's impossible. I said, add that again. She added it up. I said, what is wrong?
You thought it was way too high, and I was adding wrong.
Yeah, several hundred thousand too high.
Right. That can't be right.
I didn't tell her what all of you make. I didn't even tell her whose salary I was talking about, for those of you who got offended.
You just gave me about three lump sums. You obviously had in your head some groups of numbers.
That's right. Yes. That's right. Amen. So, finally, I realized that I was wrong and her calculator was right. But yesterday, just to let you know, the salary for this place was $20,000 less than I gave her to add up. The salaries. It's a great blessing what God has done. Now, let me tell you how many employees Water of Life Ministries has. 15 full-time employees, including me. I'm an employee of the church. 15, then we've got others part-time, others on contract, whatever ways we've got. Only the accounting department knows that, and they tell me what it is, and I forget it. Amen, because it may change.
We should say here, for anyone who's listening that doesn't know this, when you say that for 29 years now you've been in the black,
right,
and you pay all your bills up front, or
right,
when they're due, some after the utility bills come in, you pay them right then, or
right,
and others you pay up front,
right,
radio, various things, but you do not take up an offering. You don't tell what is needed.
Terry,
you don't take up an offering. You haven't since, is it 96?
Last offering I took up, past the plate, was June 96. I was in South Bend doing a crusade, flying a charter, corporate charter jet. And I didn't take up offerings then, but I'd pass a plate. And you know what, I have to tell you, I had a preacher once said, you don't even know how to take up an offering. I said, you're exactly right.
What, because you got up to do the offering and you didn't beg?
Well, I didn't tell them anything about the offering. I preached Jesus to them. I was at with a large ministry in America once. I mean, large. And I happened to hear this preacher tell the man that was running a meeting, don't let that person take up an offering another time. They don't know how. I thought, well, I don't either. But anyway, I was in South Bend, and that day I said, forget the plate. We're not passing the plate anymore. We didn't. And we got home, and I said, we want a treasure right back there. We got one, and we quit the last offering we passed, a plate we passed in this building was June 1996. I told Lester Summerall that. He said, well, no other preacher does that. I said, I know that.
And what happened to your offerings when you quit passing the plate and set up the treasury?
Oh, I've got to tell it like it happened. The guy said, and what happened to your offerings when you stopped passing the plate? Now, you asked him the right way, but he thought they went down. Oh, I said, they went up. He said, they went up. Right? And they've been up ever since. Did you know God knows what we need? It says he does, so I leave it to him.
Well, and we should also say, yes, for those that have not heard, that in 1986, God told you to give half of the money away. So half of the money that comes into the ministry through donations, you give half of it away and then pay your bills. Not pay your bills and then give half of what's left. Is that correct?
That made me shake worse.
All right. But you've been doing that since 86.
86 August. The Lord told me to give one half of the ministry's money away. And man, that meant television cost twice as much. Salaries, twice as much. Didn't know anything on the building. Radio, everything, doubled. What didn't cost that, but I needed that much because I had to give it to somebody else. And Terry Myers, who's in heaven, Terry was a friend of mine, no question. And I told him what God told me, and I was sitting at my desk, and Terry, those of you remember him, big smile, always. Well, not always. When I'd ask him to change songs that the key changed, he didn't always smile. I mean, do another, you know, another key. But he came in about 30 minutes, and what was it, Zacchaeus? Yeah.
Yes.
Can you find that? That's Luke, isn't it? I think. Might be Matthew. We got time, remember? Thank God. Zacchaeus, I think it was him. Yeah. He said if he'd give, I think he'd give fourfold anything that he had taken wrong and give half or something of that effect. It said half.
Luke 19.
What?
Luke 19.
I thought, what verse?
19.
What?
Two.
Luke 19, 2? Let's read it.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Jesus, starting in verse 1, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho, and behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.
Lord.
And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all murmured, saying that he was gone to be guest with a man that's a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
Thank you. Jesus didn't say half to the poor. He said give half of it away. And we started giving, buying $75,000 of food at a grocery stores and giving it away. We gave it to preachers. I gave one ministry $160,000. I gave another $100,000. I gave more than one, 50, 60, 20, 10, 5. I gotta tell this. I gave a ministry $5,000 one day. He wrote back and he said, "What an honor to get this $5,000. His ministry failed. What time is it?
We're out of time.
Oh,
we just ended.
We got to quit. Thank God. Amen. Amen. You've heard the gospel. Preach. Death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. If you've heard it in your heart, believe it. You're born again. You're saved. Now, I want you to send me, email me at gospel.noeldavidson.com. God bless you. Thank you.